This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains ahead of today's WASDE report?
Yeah, so basically corn starting out the day with a little bit of green on the screen. So, beans up maybe 7 or 8 cents, corn unchanged up a couple. You know, you got to think there'll be a little bit of evening maybe before the report, but let's face it, everyone knows there'll be most likely more volatility than we've seen for a while once these numbers get released. Now, some of these reports over the last year or two, you know, it seems like we've traded pretty hard for a minute or two, and then all of a sudden it kind of dies down the rest of the day. I'm not sure I expect that here today. January report's always an awfully big one, and there's going to be a lot to digest here.
Remind us again, please, why this is a bigger report in terms of that market movement, and what exactly, specifically, you're going to be looking forward to finding out today.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you would call the final numbers as far as production goes for the 23 crop, and so they're going to basically come at you with that production plus the balance sheet. A lot of folks are trying to figure out kind of which direction that might be going. My team at Ag Market actually feels like demand's going to be up enough, you know, that we may end up seeing carry out close to $2 billion, if not a little under. The average trade guess is actually that you're going to see that carry out number slip from where it was at last month and the month before, which was 2.131 billion bushels. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a big report because of not only the U.S. situation, but people want to see how the U.S. is trying to look at the South American crop. You know, so we're going to be looking at those numbers. And then the last thing, you know, that I'm not the last thing, we've got wheat acreage. You know, I mean, people are going to be looking at that. I'm not going to look at that probably as closely, but you know, it's going to come out, it'll get traded, and then the other thing you're going to see is quarterly stock. So, you know, what's disappearance look like the first quarter of the marketing year?
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn down 1 1/4 at 456 and a half. March soybeans up 1 3/4 at 1238 and a quarter. On the Merck, February live cattle down 10 cents at 171.70. January feeder cattle up 17 cents at 226.45. February lean hogs down a dollar even at 71.60. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.